Never mind. We'll talk on the air, Tim, even though we're talking off the air. Tim Vick along with us, Mix 94.7 KMCH, talking about... I was just going to ask you off the air, and I'm going to ask you right now, since we'll kick off our segment here, in my hand is the City of Manchester text and email alerts card. Notices information direct to your device. You can text 52057 to 69310. We're going to put that on our website.
Yes, please.
Somebody might have just drove off the road confused trying to figure that out. But Friday, how much snow? Because full disclosure, we did the show from the South Studio.
Yes.
Because it was potential for being slippery and everything. But up here, how much snow even happened up here on Friday and everything?
There wasn't much. It really was a het-wevy
snow. That's the worst kind.
It's a wet, heavy snow. Yes, it's... Talking's hard this morning. So I really couldn't tell you what the official estimate is. I didn't talk to Perry down at the wastewater plant because that's where the official recordings are.
Ah, yes.
But I think it was probably close to a third of an inch. But if you got it north and east of here, they get quite a bit more.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I came into town Saturday, and like everybody had snowballs in their front yard from everything that had been shoveled and just hadn't melted yet.
Yep, exactly. And that stuff, it was heavy. Let me tell you, I had the shovel out, and I was going,
I need to get a snowblower. But we bring up this text alert thing because 'tis the season. You guys are gonna be throwing out alerts. Hey, we got a snow emergency, or this is going on. To get signed up for those, because that's the best way to learn about all
of it. It absolutely is the best way, especially if you're someone that parks on the street on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best way for you to find out which side of the street to park on, especially when you're sitting there and go, well, is it an odd day or an even day? Well, if you get the text alert, that'll tell you. Where you can get the most accurate information on time is our website. That's going to be our main focus. But we will send out alerts on the text alert.
Okay.
We will talk to our partners at KMCH and ask them to send notices out too.
Whatever. Now, I'm going to ask you a dumb question, and feel free to tell me it's a stupid question. Let's say a storm hits Wednesday, and it's like the 13th. Snow emergency goes into effect, and it goes till the 14th. Does that mean I got to move the car in the middle of the night because we've gone from an odd day to an even day?
No, the way this works is the day we declare.
Okay.
So we declared it on Wednesday the 13th, so you would park on the odd side.
Okay.
And our declaration goes until 7 a.m.
Okay.
So there's no parking on that side of the street between the hours of 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., excuse me, until 7 a.m.
Okay.
And then you're free to park on that other side.
Gotcha. I've always been curious about that. So, again, we'll remind you at the end of this how to get signed up for those. Meeting yesterday, what were the topics du jour? I have highlighted. We'll just kind of go down the list. This wetland project. Let's talk about that.
Contract A, which is kind of the construction phase of this, has been completed, and the council did accept it. So we have a very nice meandering stream, a wetland project out there that is really a model for the community. It's also a model for the state. We're really all excited about seeing how well this works and if this is something we can do and duplicate in other parts of the city and across the state. I know IDOLS is really excited about this project as well. We'll be doing some stream water testing throughout the course of the years as we go through and just see how much nitrogen, nitrates, and
thank God you don't do a show. You'd be as bad as me.
Can we do this in the afternoon?
Yes. Starting at noon, we'll continue this conversation. No, you're fine. Yeah. It's a Tuesday. It's the Tuesdayest of Tuesdays. Today is what it is.
It is. And so we're looking at the nutrients that are coming out and what were we able to capture and use up within the wetlands area with the vegetation that's planted in there. And actually, the vegetation is contract B. So we're going in. There will be a 3-year maintenance bond on that. Just to make sure we have it growing, what we want growing and where.
Gotcha. Next item, and somebody called me last time. They wanted to make sure I asked you about this, and I said I will remember it. Videotaping council meetings. Update on that.
Yep. We went through another trial run last night trying to work our glitches out. We're really close. I think probably first of the year with our first council meeting of the year. We'll try to go active with it. I'm not sure we're going to go live streaming just yet. We'll record them and have them available on our YouTube page.
Okay, gotcha. I'm Tim Vick, by the way, with us here on KMCH this morning. Item number 3, this is Janelle's list. She's like, I asked him this, and I said, I will do that for you. We talked about it in the news yesterday, going back to this East Main construction project and this sign reimbursement. Run me through a little bit of this situation here.
Yep. So we had a property owner on East Main Street that had a sign that was deemed to be in the way of the project. We needed to put a storm sewer intake and pipe in that area. The sign was really close to where it was potentially going to conflict with our walkway out there, being too close to the walkway. So we had talked to the property owners early on in this project that, hey, signs may have to be relocated. Some of the signs were actually in the right-of-way or overhanging the right-of-way. And so we had people starting to remove those and take care of them because the signs are their responsibility. It's their property. Well, because this wasn't really clear as to, well, is this one need to be moved or not? It's questionable. It was game day decision. Mm-hmm. Well, the game day came up and the decision was, hey, that needs to be moved. And of course the property owner was like, hey, I didn't have notification. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get someone. So the contractor plucked the sign for him and moved it, set it down. You know, and then the course of the construction continued. Sometime the sign was damaged. And so there was a question on, well, whose responsibility is to pay to reinstall the sign and repair the sign? So the council met last night with the business owner, and it was determined that, you know, really this was an assessment project, and signs are a direct benefit to the property owner. They're not a benefit to the city. Mm-hmm. So that if we were to have incorporated this early on in the project, that would have been a cost that would have been an assessment to the property owner. We didn't have that in there. Our assessment schedule is pretty well set. So the council did decide to go ahead and just split the cost with the property owner. They paid for the replacement of the sign. The property owner is paying for the reinstallation.
Gotcha. There you go. Everybody's happy.
Well, no one's happy, but
everybody's resolved and moving. My lawyer used to say a good compromising with both sides are ticked off.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this really was a good lesson for us to work on communication with the projects, because this project was one of the first ones we've had. Not one of the first. It is one that we've had where a lot of businesses were impacted.
Yeah.
We didn't have a good alternate route. We had East Main Street, which was used to be a state highway and an old county road. So property lines are different when you work in the county than they are in the city limits. And so there wasn't dedicated right of way like we see in everything else we do. So it was a good learning experience for us.
There you go. A teachable moment, and you move on. Next item is garbage and recycling. Let's talk a little about that.
Yep. Kaliser Construction came in last night. They talked to the council. They are interested in doing picking up the entire town on one day. So we're seeing consolidation. We used to do garbage recycling 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Now we're down to 2 days a week, and now they want to go to 1 day a week. And so it would be Wednesday. They would pick up garbage and recycling. Garbage would be every Wednesday. The recycling, they're still trying to determine where they're going to cut it off.
Okay.
So they'll do half or a third of the town 1 week, and the other half, third, the other week.
Okay.
So we'll get that information put together. That'll be coming before the council in January. They're hoping to have it going in place February 1st, which is Wednesday.
Gotcha. There you go. And how fitting.
Yeah, it'd be great. So we'll, once we have more information, we can get that out to the residents, let them know what's going on. The other item that they did ask is they could come in and start at 6 a.m. instead of 7.
Okay.
And so the council's considering that as well. So if people have concern about them starting earlier than 7 o'clock, I know they're looking at it going, we'd like to get through the school area before 7 o'clock because of the traffic.
Yeah. There you go. We'll keep up to date on that. Last item on my top 40 countdown, Shelley Park. What's the latest on that?
Hey, we're getting ready to go out for bid. The engineer has filled out the paperwork. He's got the plans filed, specifications put together. We're having a public hearing. I think we'll be setting the public hearing for the second meeting in January.
There you go. There you go. And lastly, but not leastly, because we told you this is how we'd end our time together, text alerts, where do I go?
You can go up to the city's website and sign in there. Otherwise, if you would text our zip code, 52057, to the number of 60310.
There you go. I didn't mean take your cheat sheet from you.
Yeah, I see I need glasses already because it's...
You want to host this thing tomorrow?
I'm not sure I'm helping.
Hey, I haven't yet, and it's been about a year, so don't feel bad.
So the number you want to text our zip code to is 69310. And if you don't know how to do that, I'm sure Dr. Ricky has a number of kids that can show us how to do that.
Oh, yeah, they can put on a clinic. Just stop by Lambert Elementary. The kids will text it for you. So anything else you want to add, good sir?
No, just hope everyone have a happy and safe holidays. We're looking forward to seeing things move forward and drive safe.
There you go. And if you ever get a chance, stop into City Hall just to talk to Tim. See, now I'm doing it. See, it's contagious now. Talk to Tim about his chili recipe, too.
So. I'm not sharing.
It was so good, though.
It's so still good. Not award-winning. I still didn't win.
I would have demanded a recount on your behalf, good sir, because it was excellent. Good to see you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, Tim. We'll put this recap on our website at kmch.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates.